Hello, everyone. It's episode 86 of the General Damage Podcast.
What's up, guys?
How's it going?
It's going.
Yes, it is. And it's
going.
It's raining, which I'm finally happy about. Jesus Christ.
It's raining in California, and according to you, Shane, it's raining where you are.
It rained. I think it's stopped now.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is Massachusetts rain like?
I mean...
Does it come with racist intent, or is it just...
Was not ready for that.
No. It just, honestly, every day looks like it's going to rain, and then you just kind of have to gamble whether or not it is or not.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Are you guys familiar with the comedian Bill Burr?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is an asshole, and he's definitely a Bostonian asshole.
He's definitely Bostonian.
Oh, yeah.
He described... Boston, it's like a racist San Francisco.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I love the tone of your voice, Shane.
It's really cool, but if you're not from there, you get judged. And if...
Okay.
Like, that's what it really comes down to. And then, if you happen to sound like an Italian, and you're in the wrong neighborhood, that's pretty much what it comes down to.
Fair enough.
I mean, I like, actually, to be honest, I don't think it's necessarily with racist intent. It's just rude as fuck, because Gavin one time talked about his experience at being in Boston for something, and he was like, everyone's just fucking rude. Like, but it's weird, because that's the natural state of things. Like, he asked a guy if he could buy some water or something. The guy's like, I don't know, can you? And he's just like, and he's like, what the fuck? And like, he's like, here's your fucking water. And he's like, Jesus, I don't know how to react. Like, everyone seems to be angry about something, but they won't tell you why. Which, it could be. I mean, to people who are from Boston, or, like, people from Massachusetts, to be honest, like, you're kind of used to it, so you don't care. Like, you just go through the motions.
Yeah.
But if you look or talk, like, for instance, Gavin's British.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say a thing about him being British.
And he's definitely a gangly looker. Like.
Oh, yeah.
So he's probably definitely someone who's going to get, like, a lot of flack. Honestly, like, Will, you and Nick might just... You guys would be fitting here fine. You're big, broad guys. Like, enough said. Now, if Will does his wonderful taxi impersonation...
God
may things go differently, but, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can only imagine how much that would get derailed.
Yeah, well, you're brown... But I think most people either think you're Mexican or Filipino or Puerto Rican or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how many Puerto Ricans are in Boston, but...
Well, we have a lot of Filipinos here.
Okay, well, they're all Filipinos.
I mean, if anything, Will could just, you know, try to lie and be like he's a very dark Greek guy. They might actually buy that.
I don't think so, but hey, you know, we'll go with it. We'll go with it.
I have an uncle. He's got, like, Italian and Spanish in him, and I want to say Portuguese. He's got, what's that skin complexion they call it? Like
olive?
Yeah. Very dark. His hair looks like it's gelled. It isn't. It's curly. It just has that look to it.
Gotcha.
I know a lot of people who look like that. I know so many people.
He hates going through airports.
Because
he is always stopped. He's always stopped. And it's like, Jesus, cut him some fucking slack. I mean, the guy's a businessman. You know, he's lived here his whole goddamn life.
He's got better things to do.
I'm fully impressed that I don't get stopped. Like, when I go. And it may be because I do look Hispanic, as opposed to looking fully Indian. So,
yeah,
and maybe just, like, it may just throw people off that they're like, okay, whatever, he's not on our watch list.
Yeah. Has your dad ever been stopped?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Hmm. I don't know when's the last time you flew with your dad. So,
God, I can't even remember the last time I flew along with him. I want to say... God. I want to say it's when we went to New Jersey to visit family, friends, and stuff. Family, on the East Coast. And so I was visiting my my uncle on my dad's side, my dad's older brother. This was like after World Trade Center stuff had happened.
Oh shit! So it was really tight.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we didn't get bothered at all. So,
okay.
Go figure.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
that's cool though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we mentioned Gavin from Rooster Teeth and Slow Mo Guys.
Uh-huh.
I had never seen an episode of Slow Mo, but they did their Extra Life stream last weekend.
Right.
And I tune in and out from that. Like, I watch it and I go back and forth. I think I saw a fair amount of maybe Rooster Teeth, not Achievement Hunter. I forget what it was. It looked like it was a lot of Cheap Mountain guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's a zany thing. It's, you know, to raise money for the kids. What was it for, exactly? I'm spacing. I think it has to do with mental health. I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
I can probably look it up, and I should look it up, but I'm being lazy. But four kids, they raised this past weekend $1.2 million.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah,
it's super impressive. And They recorded it, of course, and I saw the Jack almost breaking down when he said that number. And he was like saying thank you to everyone, Jack Petillo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was really cool. Rooster Teeth is the reason I kind of do this. So,
I mean, they do a lot of awesome stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're very good about like doing things for other people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and along with the Extra Life and stuff, they're very, very loyal to fans. Yeah, whether they're first members or not.
I'm sure when I listen to this week's podcast, they'll talk about all the crazy stuff that happened because. Well, was it last time they did like a 24-hour live stream? Someone got hit with a stun gun. Was it Michael? Michael got shot.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was a bit of a while ago.
I mean, still, that's pretty fucked up to do.
It is. Yeah, Michael got hit 2 years ago with a stun gun, and last year is when he announced that Lindsay was pregnant.
Right.
This year he had Iris, his daughter, on, and he was doing like stupid dance moves with her.
God, that was the goofiest, dumbest, cutest thing ever.
Yeah, you know, she's Iris. You know, she's a baby. She got them cheeks and those big eyes, and she's just like looking at everything, going, "What the fuck are you doing, Dad?"
Exactly.
I saw a tweet, or it was on Reddit, and it was like saying something. It was like, if Iris's first words isn't "fuck it," then Michael has failed as a father.
Well, then.
I disagree.
Well, then.
I mean, it's people have a lot of weird expectations for that child. Just because, like, you know, oh, it's Michael and Lindsay's kid. It's like, you know, you gotta remember, Rooster Teeth, while it is, you know, unfiltered and all that, I think Michael and Lindsay have to be, like, good parents. If not, like, Child Services is gonna be, like, there in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, they're not gonna be like neglecting. They're not neglecting her or anything. I think Michael was talking about. He basically says, "I can't play every new game because they have the baby there." So he says, "I'm only gonna play a few games and just get really, really good at them, and like I can just immediately. I know where I'm at. I don't have to pay attention hard. I can just pause the game and go tend to her."
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean.
But at the same.
Well, I mean, like, if he's, like, constantly swearing and stuff, right? Like, that in general is just a bad, like, way to go about
but,
it.
Well, his philosophy, I think he got it from Jeff, which is, why the hell should I censor myself in front of my kid? Or why should I, like, you know, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna say fudge instead of fuck? Like, no, that's bullshit.
I mean, I get that's what they think. If the kid picks up on it, and then that, like, it becomes, like, this weird area of contention.
Yeah, I definitely see room for. I mean, I face that too. It's definitely hypocrisy. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely got the bullshit of like, well, I don't like to swear.
Oh, I haven't gotten that shit.
Yeah, I got that from my folks.
I definitely get the
when I was a kid.
The pissed off act when I swear more than I should around certain family members. So I just kind of I just shrug at him like, what are you gonna do? Like, what are you actually going to do? Because there's not much.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I try not to swear in front of family members in general for the most part. When I was younger, they knew I swore. Uh-huh. I just didn't actively do it. My mom actually let me get away with it. She's like, I can hear you swearing at the game, but you're not mm-hmm. swearing at me, and you're not doing it in front of me, so I don't care.
Well, yeah, well, there you go.
At the same time, telling people on Halo to go fuck themselves, like, not my proudest moments.
My dad made me not play Grand Theft Auto 2 because the guy in text, like, this is when everything was in a text bubble, told me to, it was, I think the quote was, you need to go and kill that piece of shit.
Okay.
And it's like, are you, really?
Well then.
I forget how old I was with Grand Theft Auto 2, but it was like, he just didn't like that. He thought, he hated it. He's like, the game just called him, you know, it's just something like a piece of shit, I can't believe this. And it's like, didn't we just see Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of that thing. Or like, didn't you take me to Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Yeah.
Where fuck is said like the? You know, it's the irony is just like, man, you can cut it with a fucking butter knife.
Yeah. But you know what?
Whatever.
Things are changing. Rooster Teeth does a lot. I think they'll be interesting as parents. Well, I mean,
yeah. Everyone will be interesting as parents. Yeah.
Really quick though, I mean, I know it's been out for a while, but that Laser Team 2 trailer is pretty fucking funny.
It was good. It was good.
It was pretty funny. I still have not seen the first one.
I love that movie.
I need to find it and watch it.
I keep making time to see it, and then I end up doing other things, and I feel really bad about it. I saw
it in theaters.
I love the way Michael's character is, though, because, like, in the middle of the commercial, he's like, oh my god, you're all gonna hop in the DeLorean? They're like, we're not time traveling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the whole thing, he keeps thinking that they're time traveling.
Yeah.
And it's all about, like, an interdimensional portal or some shit.
What was it? he brings about, like, oh, don't you need to, like, refuel the flux capacitors? He's like, how many times do I have to tell you there's no DeLorean?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. It looks really good, yeah. And I'm happy they're making a sequel.
Yep.
Yeah, same.
I mean, just from the stuff I saw from the first movie,
mm-hmm.
like, it just looked really funny.
Yeah. I just like Bernie's line in the trailer, which is, Zach, he said it to Michael's character, he's like, Zach, what do we say about, like, arguing with smart people? Like, don't, I know, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, Rooster Teeth Extra Life stuff was crazy, and if you haven't seen any of it, Shane, look up some shit, it's nuts.
Yeah, they're starting to add more to it.
Yeah.
Will do.
And because they reached 1.2 million, apparently Achievement Hunter the Musical is going to happen.
Yeah!
Whenever the hell we'll get that, who knows?
I'm stoked for that shit.
I really want to make the 1.5, because I wanted to see Jack take a chainsaw or an axe to the table and off topic.
Oh, that's what they're doing this time?
Well, that was what they were going to do if they hit 1.5, is they were going to destroy the off topic table. Because they've been talking about it for forever. So they talked about it for a while, and they made it a stretch goal. They unfortunately didn't hit it, but, like, Jesus, fucking 1.2, super close.
Yeah, 300 off.
That's insane.
And that table's been abused as fuck.
Yorp.
I watch that podcast all the time. And there's not a podcast where it does not get abused in some level.
Yeah, that's correct.
That poor table is going to have a very untimely death.
Yeah, and I would like it to be destroyed because I think their crafts guy, their department who does all props and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I forget his name. I think it's Marcus. I know he can make a really badass table, and I think Michael said something one time where he wanted it to have the Achievement Hunter logo on it, but it kind of looked like the table from Sons of Anarchy.
Mm.
Yeah, that kind of thing. If you haven't seen it, I don't know if you've seen... I know Will has seen the table, of what he's talking about. But have you seen Sons of Anarchy, Shane?
No, I haven't seen Sons of Anarchy.
It's a good show. It's not great if you can't stand a whole lot of violence, but it's a good show. In the clubhouse where they have a meeting, there's a huge table that has like this inset card, very intricate Reaper, which is part of their logo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, holy shit, I wonder how long that took to carve. So I think that's what one of them wants for a new table, but who knows? Who knows? Maybe next year they'll get the 1.5 and again, Jack will take a chainsaw.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we'll definitely see.
I mean, there's always the odds. And I mean, their fan base is definitely dedicated to get them there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. So, we got some movie news to talk about and some game news to talk about.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, why don't we get to some of the game news stuff?
Sure.
Me and Will could talk about Thor a little bit, and then we'll get to some of those trailers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good way to go about it. True. Yeah, so me and Will saw Thor on Sunday.
Yeah.
One of the few Thor movies that I actually genuinely liked. It was great.
It is a ride of a movie. Coming away from that movie, it was a lot of like, what the fuck did I just sit down and watch?
Yeah.
It is a very fun, very exciting ride. There's a lot of comedy bits in it. So it's definitely like the funniest of the Marvel movies, and in many ways it's very comparable to the Guardian movies and how it presents itself.
Yeah, but I remember when the credits started to roll, I just kind of looked at Will and went, what the fuck did we watch?
Yeah. You walk away with that feeling in the end. It is very much a, I'm not sure what I just saw, but I know it had Thor and Loki and some crazy shit happened.
Yeah, and the Hulk and all that. Yeah.
But it wasn't like the game you thought, the movie you thought it was.
It was just off the wall. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say anything to spoil it, but it was like it was a comedy, but there was a like I was expecting it to take itself way too light.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it does in a few aspects, especially in some aspects where I don't think it should have. But it definitely goes into like some of the lore with well, not that's not all Norse mythology. It's definitely taken. It's definitely stretched, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like there's a lot of like serious moments in it mixed with that comedy, and it's also just like Thor's getting smarter. He knows to not fall for Loki's tricks all the time. How he handles everything with the Hulk is really interesting. He's definitely grown, especially from the first one into this one. There's definitely a huge amount of growth. So
that's cool.
Yeah, and there's a fair amount of seriousness as well to it. So
it's not always
It's not always lighthearted throughout every aspect of it, but I will say primarily it is very jovial. There are many scenes where they crack a joke. Hela's character is definitely one of my favorite villains that they've had. I'd still say probably not on the memorable side when you compare her to Loki, but I'd say like pretty close in aspects. Like she definitely has has aspects of Loki. Her humor is very dark. And there are times where I was like, damn, that's some pretty fucked up shit.
For me, she's very memorable, and I think that's mostly because of just the contrast between Kate Blanchett's dark hair and the light eyes and everything.
Mm. Look-wise,
that evil smirk she has.
Yeah. Look-wise, it's pretty hard to forget, but I think, like, you know, I don't feel like her whole, you know, villain arc was really developed as much as I had liked it to be. There were points, like, I got what she was doing. It definitely wasn't one that you had to dig for to understand what the fuck was happening. But it just, I don't know, I just didn't go, oh yes, I totally feel where this character is coming from, or oh man, it's exciting to see where she's going. It's like, well, you're kind of doing what you've kind of been set up to do. So
yeah,
so
she it's definitely a single mind plan she had.
Yeah, and it was interesting that we, I don't know, I felt like we spent more time on the one planet with
Sakaar.
Yeah, Sakaar. Thank you. Versus Asgard, and it makes sense why you're going to spend more time, but I think that may have kind of developed her character a little bit better. But I like overall, I didn't hate her character. Like, it's definitely, I'm not a fan of Ultron. I think his character is very one dimensional, and his kind of purpose is as thin as a sheet of paper.
Yeah.
So I will say, if Ultron is like the worst of the villains, Hela's character is definitely high up on the list. She's a monster, and it is a scary villain. So I like that. I definitely like that.
That's cool to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely a really good movie, and it's very, it's good. It's pretty colorful, especially Sakaar was colorful in this weird, polluted way.
Yep,
because it's not a great planet, but it's definitely very colorful.
It's definitely not a great planet. Not one I'd want to live on.
Yeah, same. The one character, Korg.
Mm-hmm.
I found out who voiced him.
Okay,
who? It was the director. The director.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, the director voiced Korg. And he based him off of a Kiwi bouncers he always runs into.
Fair.
These really big, broad guys, but with this kind of very mellow, you know, attitude. You know, just... And very... Yeah, that character has just such a dry wit. It was great.
Yes.
And it's like, hey man, we're gonna start a revolution. Wanna come?
Yeah. God, it was very... very... much a contrast to the rest of the cast of characters.
Yeah, yeah. And Jeff Goldblum killed it as the Grandmaster.
I thought he was great.
Very Jeff Goldblum-esque.
Yeah, and I, you know, definitely could see that character and the Collector related.
Oh yeah,
just because they're very much extremes of a very. Odd, kooky characters. So, I like that.
Yeah. Overall, very good movie.
Yeah. Shane, when you get a chance to see it, we can actually, like, we can do a kind of more in-depth, more spoiler-ridden episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sure. We'll have to see it soon. I gotta talk to Ash about that.
For sure.
Yeah.
And just find time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely a good movie, though.
I'm sure. I mean, so far all the reviews are like, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If nothing else, it's a fun romp, which is, you know, it's very, very different than the rest of the kind of Marvel movies. Again, I'd say closest comparison is the Guardians movies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool.
So
definitely enjoyable.
All right.
So we had two trailers. One is related to Marvel.
Yeah,
and one is related to why.
One is related to a trash can.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the good one. So okay. we got our first little teaser at Deadpool 2, and it was
getting wet on wet with Deadpool.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. It is the great spoof on Bob Ross and.
Chris Smooth. I learned to paint thanks to that trailer.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Shane, did you also know that you like cocaine?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. If you've not seen this kind of first teaser, this is how you do a teaser. This is how you do a teaser. Yeah. You make a joke of it. You find a good thing to poke fun of or have a good laugh with, and you go ham on it, and you show just enough to pique people's interest while having the main character do something goofy and outlandish. It was fucking clever.
Or a simpler way to put it, let Ryan Reynolds just voice everything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's much. The funniest shit in the universe.
Yeah. I also learned not to eat the paints.
Yeah, it's right? Not good. Dude, I love it when he's like, you know, oh, we're just gonna do Happy Little Trees, right?
Yeah.
And he does it. And then he looks away for a second and he looks back. And he's like startled that it's changed.
Yeah.
And he's like, God, I'm so high right now.
My favorite bit, someone actually had, I read the comments on YouTube.
Yeah.
And someone pointed this out that when the credits rolled,
mm-hmm.
The lighting grip was named Tom Edison.
Oh, I missed that. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And there's a ton of jokes just in the credits. Like, go back and just, like, try and pause and, like, read some of the names in the credits. I think they're hilarious.
Wow.
Well, what was it? Really the last well trailer for Deadpool 2? If you pause it in the middle of, like, this little thing, there's, like, it's, like, 20 lines of text, and it's just about Old Man of the Sea.
Oh, yes.
It's, like, a plot summary of Old Man of the Sea. And I paused it, and I read it. I wanted to see if they were hiding anything. No, it's just a plot summary.
And where? And which one?
Let's see if I can find it. It's the Deadpool 2...
Is it the one where he's, like, by a theater? And...
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm just going to type it... if you type in Deadpool 2, Old Man of the Sea, and then go to images,
mm-hmm.
There's this whole... text about Old Man of the Sea.
I just saw the audio person is Ted E. Ruxpin.
Wow.
Oh, God. Wow, camera one and camera two are both done by Wayne Campbell.
Yeah, I know, there's a ton of shit like that. It's great.
They do a good job. You know.
Yeah.
I'm excited, though, because the only person who talked to the whole thing was Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we got to see a lot of really quick shots.
I like the fact that we haven't seen Cable. Like, yeah, we've seen images and stuff, but, like, we haven't seen him in action.
Oh, no, the trailer with him is going to be magnificent.
Yeah, it'll be big.
Oh, my God. Do you know who the boom operator is for the wet-on-wet teaser?
What?
Goes the Dynamite.
That's the best.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Yeah. This is, if you're gonna do a teaser, which honest to God, we've kind of expressed a bit of our displeasure for most teasers because they are big dick tease.
They show way too fucking much.
Yeah.
So by the way,
or they're just so worthless. This is how you do it.
I look at the teaser trailer right now,
mm-hmm.
the 3-minute one. It's right at the end where all that text just starts scrolling up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like 20, it's just more than that. It's like a whole plot summary. Synopsis.
Whoa.
And it's so fast. I'm really excited for Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
And it's hard to like ruin this equation right now because they've got all the right pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is still knocking it out of the park.
When does that come out?
Let's take a look.
I don't know if it comes out February or later in the year.
It is slated for June 2018.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So June 1st. Yep.
All
right.
So we got some time. We got time.
Oh, by the way, did you notice all the names of the fucking paints he's using?
Yes, those are amazing.
What was the name of the paints?
Oh, they all had terrible names.
Girls of Indigo.
Yep. Yep. Yellow Snow.
Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange.
Soylent Green. Doc Brown. Yep. Silverlicious. Red Dit. Betty White. Yeah. And then Yellow Snow.
Yep.
My favorite part, though, is like he starts with the Yellow Snow.
Yeah. Dabs a bit into Betty White.
Also, did you notice what the shape of the white paint was?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
Oh,
fucking
God.
Christ.
I've missed a lot, apparently. I need to rewatch it.
Oh, it is worth rewatching it. Just to, like, pay attention to stupid shit.
It's worth rewatching that trailer 100 times because you're not going to spoil anything for yourself.
Oh, yeah, you aren't.
Yeah.
I love that they got to the actual content by doing a standby for technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And I like the fact that he took that, it's a Norman Rockwell painting of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they edited it and put all of the, all the characters in it.
Yeah.
I like the fact that we're going to have Negasonic Teenage in it.
Yeah.
In this one again. And we're also going to have, what's his name? The cab driver. Ranjit? Yeah, he's in it as well. And he looks like he's going to be even, like, he's going to play an even bigger part.
Yep.
He's like, hello, Mr. Pool. Like, the fact that he calls him Mr. Pool. Yeah, so I'm definitely looking forward to some Deadpool in the summer.
Yes, compared to this past summer where the movies were kind of this time around it's definitely going to be a fucking blast.
Yeah, it's going to blow the fuck up with Avengers Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
Which I actually told Will this. I'm going to try and not see a trailer for that.
Yeah, there's no way I'm not going to watch trailers for that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm just going to try and go in not seeing as much as I cannot. Yeah, I'm going to be on the internet a lot. But I'm going to try and go into that not seeing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be difficult. I know I will probably fall off the wagon. Yeah, that's my plan with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the summer will definitely blow up with that.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. I have no idea what else is coming out in May. And then we have Deadpool. So that'll be good too.
Oh yeah.
And then I don't know what else we have coming out next year for movies in the summer.
This is so far those two movies are so far what we know is coming out.
Nothing's
been really spoiled yet, so we'll have to see what we get.
Mm-hmm. For sure. What we are getting is, for some reason, we're gonna get a Rampage movie. I don't know if anyone asked for that.
So
quick question before we really begin. Sorry to interrupt you. When you played Rampage, because I played the hell out of Rampage, I fucking love that game.
Uh-huh.
Who'd you play as?
Ralph.
Ralph? I played Lizzie a lot.
Oh. I didn't actually play a lot of Rampage, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Not a game of my childhood.
It's alright.
I fucking love it.
It's alright. The rest of the people around you, Shane, me and Nick, very much included, are dying. I vomited in my mouth a little bit after watching it. I watched it a second time. I still vomited. What a garbage pile. I cannot, in my good conscience, ever see this piece of shit. And, man, Dwayne, I'm glad it's a paycheck, bud. Glad you're having fun with this and fucking Jumanji, because boy howdy, Those are both looking real, real god-awful. I don't know what made me more, like, upset and disappointed with this thing. If it was the fact that they were making a Rampage movie, or the fact that the monsters we're seeing are not fucking humans. I can't tell which I'm more mad about.
Yeah, because, you know, George and Lizzie and Ralph were all humans transformed, not just animals transformed.
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you right now. The beginning part of that trailer is literally this plot from Mighty Joe Young. It's I'm not even joking. Like, it's, I found this baby gorilla that looks different from all the other gorillas. I am his only companion, and he only trusts me, this one human. And it's like, okay. And your best friend gorilla just happens to look like the Abominable Snowman.
Yeah, I was chatting with a buddy, and he's like, oh, sweet, they're making another King Kong movie. And I was like, ooh, good try. So far from
it. I wish it was a King Kong movie.
Like, it's okay. I don't know. Like, I can't say anything. Like, I'm not really impressed. I don't have any connection to Rampage, so, like, sure. I'm not particularly offended, but I will say this. Just special effects wise,
yeah,
it looks okay. Like, unfortunately, the gorilla stands out way too much from the rest of the world.
Right, which is so it's weird because if I remember correctly, George is brown.
Yeah,
in the damn game, George is brown.
And then the wolf, right?
The wolf looks ugly as sin.
The wolf. So the wolf is kind of passable, but I'm like.
The wolf looked like one of the creatures from Avatar.
That's the thing.
Like, what? So what kind of baffled me was George looks like nothing has changed other than the fact that he got large. And Izzy, for the brief second, kind of looked like nothing had changed for Crocodile, which that's a whole other can of worms. But the fuck happened to Ralph? What happened? Was it like. Was this a dog that got, you know, stuck in some barber shop and the person was just deciding to do some weird spiky thing with it? Just looks fucking goofy and is weird as shit.
You know what line pissed me off in the whole fucking movie? Was the end of the line when Lizzie showed up, if that's what that thing is. And he says a corny line, like, and just I was just thinking we need an alligator, and it's like, fucking really? That's your fucking line?
It is. Lizzie's not an alligator, right? Lizzie's an iguana?
No. I don't know what Lizzie was. Lizzie was their Godzilla.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all Lizzie was. And when you were defeated, she shrunk down to a naked blonde.
Right.
That you didn't see anything of, because, one, she was a cartoon, and two, they had the animation where she covered herself up. I don't want a Rampage movie. I want another Rampage game. And the unfortunate thing is we're going to get a shitty Rampage game based off of this shitty fucking movie.
Yeah. You know what the best part about that trailer was?
There was a best part?
There's only one good part of this trailer.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
That the song that they're playing is Rat in a Cage.
No, that made me more sad. I was like, why?
I like that song, so I don't care.
No. I like that song, Shane. You were right. I love that song. That song is great. It is amazing. Why the fuck? Like, that poor, poor song was beaten and abused for 2 minutes.
Honestly, I'm sure Smashing Pumpkins doesn't care.
No, they made money off of it. Why the fuck should they care?
Because here's the thing. Like, at first, I was like, what song is this? They're like, the world is a vampire. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, well, at least the soundtrack doesn't suck. But, like, man, oh, man, nothing in this movie makes sense. Like, for instance, George got abducted by the secret government agency that mutated him. Why? You could have prevented this.
So apparently Lizzie is a lizard dinosaur monster.
That's stupid.
Is that from the game?
That's from the game. That's from the game.
Okay.
There apparently is a quote within it, a description from one of the games that says Lizzie's a dinosaur, and other bits that says Lizzie is a lizard monster, which I'm fine with.
But a fucking crocodile. And yeah, Ralph. Man, I love Ralph. And that poor dog looks like it was fucking kicked around and then they poured some mutagen on it.
Yeah.
Fucking... Well, so the thing about Ralph and George, right, is you see them interacting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The problem is, it's like, okay, wolves don't have the pectoral muscles or the shoulder muscles to kind of like maneuver their arms in certain ways, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And yet, when he's running, he runs like a wolf. When he jumps at the helicopter, he doesn't look. He looks like he's trying to wrap around it, and dogs can't do, like, canines can't do that, right?
Right.
And then when he's running again, right, he looks like he has that specific build from the helicopter, and then when he's attacking George, he looks like he's got him pinned at the shoulders, and it's like, did you guys just not agree on his physical range or a skeleton?
So Shane, this is the shit that I'm talking about. If they should have just made them fucking humans that have been genetically fucked up. Because then you'd get away with that shit, because that's what it is in the game. You can then have them have pectoral muscles. You can have them have a human physiology, but still make them animals. Like, you can get away with that crap if they had been like, yes, they're just humans that have been spliced with weird animal DNA, and they're running amok.
Here's another good one, ready? Mm-hmm. Did you guys notice how the buildings are made of paper mache?
Notice that too.
Like, there's more realistic buildings in Transformers.
It took you forever to destroy a building sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially if the clock was ticking in that game.
Well, I mean, even...
And they're just running through shit.
Like, that's the thing. They're running through shit and not getting hurt by it. And I'm like,
yeah.
Are they invincible? Is that the plot? Because, like, I'm pretty sure that shit would, like, hurt an animal. Even it's running into concrete and steel.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It would.
God.
The only thing that this is making me feel is, like, I want to play the original game.
Sure.
You know, that because I like that game. And the second one was okay. It was Rampage World Tour, which had, like...
Oh.
I think they added like 9 monsters to it for a total roster of 12.
Yeah, they added one of the more prominent ones was the kind of octopus alien thingy. Me and Eli played the shit out of that because it was if I remember correctly, it was on 64.
Yeah, it was on 64 and PlayStation.
Yeah,
as well.
And so we played the shit out of that game together. Rampage is, for me, like, such a fucking great video game series. Except for when they got 3D, it got really goofy. But it was a lot of fun. And this movie doesn't look like it's any fun. It detracts from what the Rampage games are.
When did it get 3D?
PS2 era.
I don't remember a game.
God, it was not great. Let me see if I can narrow them down.
I just found all the monsters and what they were for the second game.
Oh, nice.
There's Boris, a rhinoceros. Curtis, a mouse. A monstrous mouse. Ruby the lobster. And there is, like, a squid and a few other things.
Yeah.
And aliens,
yeah. That one introduced the aliens into it. Was it Rampage Total Destruction? Was one of the more 3D ones.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, it was like 3D and 2D mixed together. Got really kind of gross. it was not my favorite time for Rampage.
I do not remember this one.
Yeah, not great. Not a great one.
Came out 11 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, that is the last Rampage game we got. God. Oh, man. Universal Tour was the one for the 64.
Yeah, Universal Tour was the 64. That's where we got the other monsters.
Yeah. God. Again, it's a fucking very simple game design and a lot of fun. Man, This movie, not great. Not good at all. Kind of makes me pukey.
I mean, I can see why people are excited for it, and at the same time, I'm sure there'll be kids who are going to be like, oh, this is so cool, and it's like, yeah, I kind of resigned Rampage to the same slot I've resigned Transformers, which is like, I'm going to be upset that this is getting made, and I'm probably not going to enjoy it.
It's going to make money, and that's unfortunate.
Well, maybe another Rampage game might come out of it, and maybe some kids will be like, hey, what's Rampage, like, the game like? And they might look into it, and maybe they'll like it as much as you guys did.
I hope so.
If, like, Rampage was on, like, the Xbox Marketplace or PSN, just, like, their actual, like, World Tour or Universal Tour, whatever, you know, if those games were on the Xbox One, I'd give them in a heartbeat. I would love, like, an actual updated kind of Rampage game. If they made a Rampage game like Hulk Ultimate Destruction, oh, it'd be fantastic. Because the Hulk Ultimate Destruction was great. But I don't think I'll ever fucking get that.
It's definitely a franchise that I don't foresee us getting. For me, it's not a game that I think I'll get that will have excited me. It'll be more of a disappointment than anything.
You know, it's funny, because a game I was thinking about getting, that it's not Rampage, but it's basically styled like it.
Yeah.
Was War of the Monsters.
Yes, yeah. War of the Monsters is like a spiritual successor, in my opinion. Yeah.
I was just like,
I want another game of that.
See, I heard that at my store, controllers are going to be going on sale for the PS4 on Black Friday. And I was like, I need to get a controller, and then I'm going to buy War of the Monsters, and then Ashley and I are going to have some bonding, because that is a game.
Maybe.
I've played that game by myself, but man, oh man, is that game fun when you play with another person.
Oh yeah, it is. Oh yeah. Maybe I'll have some bonding. No, the camera actually really works in that game.
Yeah, it does.
It works pretty well, you know, if I remember correctly.
Well, it's got great split
screen. Yeah, that game I was told never to play with any, like, with, especially your SO, is Cuphead. Don't play Cuphead with your SO.
Well, I've heard that from,
I've heard that from numerous people.
Makes sense.
And mostly it's not because you get in each other's way or there's friendly fire, it's there's suddenly just too much on the screen. So.
Well, it helps whatever. To do that.
Yeah. Yeah, so. But yeah, so this exists. I think it comes out in May.
April.
Oh, April. Okay, so it doesn't want to compete with Avengers. Okay.
Not like it's really competing.
Yeah. I actually looked up Summer 18 movies. We are going to get Incredibles this summer.
Okay.
Ooh.
And we also have Ant-Man and the Wasp as well. So, That is something to look forward to. And another Predator movie.
What? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Keegan-Michael Key is in it.
Okay.
Interesting. He's in it. And Noah... Noah Schnipper. He plays Will in Stranger Things. He's also in it.
Okay.
Why a 14-year-old kid is in a Predator movie, I don't know.
So,
they've been pretty tight-lipped on that.
I want to put this one out there now.
Okay.
Predator's not one of those movies I take seriously to begin with.
I love them. I really like the first one.
Oh, the first one's great. I've never cared for the second one. But even with the first one, I'm like, you know, this is a cool movie and all, but, like, it's really campy when you look at it.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
oh, yeah.
I don't care that they're making another one. I think, honestly, it's not like a huge bar to reach for to be good. The only thing that would make me actually upset to see this movie is if Arnold's in it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Because
then it becomes like, oh, look, Arnold's there. Oh, look, he's boxing with Predator again. Oh, man, who's the ugly motherfucker now? Like, just don't.
It, all of a sudden, Dutch shows up again. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, I will say, too, like, I don't want them to be too gritty with it.
Sure.
Because my favorite part about Predator was when he was collecting the skulls.
Mm-hmm.
you never saw him, like, do anything gory. But, like, you saw him cut someone's head off, and then the next time you see him, he's just polishing a skull.
You need to rewatch Predator.
You're right, I probably should. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch it unedited. It's gory as shit.
It's probably been a while. I'm also kind of tired. Yeah. I look at the clock.
Oh, yeah, it is pretty late where you are. Yeah, Predator is gory.
Oh. I love the special effects on it.
Yeah, I love the behind the scenes story with it, because apparently it was going to be really super hokey. They had, like, this horrible lizard monster that Jean-Claude Van Damme couldn't, who was the supposedly going to be the monster, because he could do, like, martial arts. He couldn't stand the suit. He was getting heat stroke in it.
Interesting.
And they had, like, a test run of what the monster looked like, and everyone panned it. So they went back and rebuilt it and made it look cooler, and we have the Predator we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Good choice.
And the guy who, yeah, and the guy who played it, he unfortunately died. Like, I think even before Predator 2 came out.
Mm-hmm.
Big dude, he was 7'2". I think it was a heart failure. He was young when he died as well. So,
yeah,
yeah. We're gonna get some movies next year. Who knows how many of them are gonna be hits?
Oh,
one movie.
It's gonna be movies.
Well, because I'm a Harry Potter fan, we did get a poster for. It's going to be called Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yeah.
And everyone's talking about Jude Law's Dumbledore and stuff. Some people have said, I find it weird how attracted I am to Dumbledore. Or they don't like that his beard is super long. It's like, well, he's young. I mean, give him a couple more decades.
Yeah, he's got to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has to get there.
I mean, to be honest, I'm more upset by the weird pedo stash that Johnny Depp's sporting.
Ah, yeah, it's Grindelwald, yeah.
It's just weird. I mean, that being said, like, I like the... I actually saw this earlier today for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
What?
The poster. Or this little picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting. Honestly, it's a little weird, though, because everyone's wearing, most of the people that are wearing some shade of blue.
Uh-huh.
And I know Scamander's got his famous yellow vest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that makes sense, right? But then you got this fucker in the corner wearing, like, this red shirt. And then you have the girl wearing the pink dress, and I'm like, God, they just stand out so much against everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like,
I'm
like, someone really fucked this up, because now I'm not panning, which is probably what they wanted to do with this, right?
Yeah.
Instead, I'm literally shooting between Scamander and then this guy who's trying to stare me down. And then for some reason, because I needed a contrast, my eyes shoot over to Johnny Depp's hair.
Oh, God. That is...
Like, that's what it feels like. It just feels really... Ironically, even though it's really blue, it just feels super busy with color. Because of just the three colors against it. And I'm like, God... Otherwise, it does look cool. Like
that hairstyle, man, for Depp. That is like something straight out of like the 70s or 80s. I feel like David Bowie wants his headpiece back, his hair back. Good lord.
No. David Bowie rocks everything.
Listen, that's why I'm saying he wants it back. Feels like it's being put to shame. I will agree with you, Shane, that it is kind of... The pops of color. It is weird that like half this group is in blue and then the other half is not.
Yeah. No, I agree. I know who everyone is,
mm-hmm.
for the exception of, I think that's Luke Evans in the middle in a chair.
Okay.
And the girl next to him in the red. And a girl above her. I don't know who those people are. I have a theory I know who the girl is. That's
Well,
I have a theory I know who she is, but, like, it's kind of whatever at this point.
Who do you think she is for the sake of it?
The girl. It's a girl that's leaning on that the kid that's next to Dumbledore. It's all on the left.
Yeah.
I think she's Leta Lestrange.
Oh, okay.
Who is,
Well, Nick, apparently you are right. Leta Lestrange is in this group. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's Leta Lestrange that is, sitting up there with Ezra.
Yeah, Ezra Miller, Miller's there as well.
Oh, you mean the Flash?
Yeah. He was in the first one. I don't want to spoil the first one for anyone. Just watch it.
Sure.
But it's interesting. It's very, 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 very interesting that his character is in this one. Because there's kind of like, isn't that impossible?
Alright.
But yeah.
It's Leta Lestrange and Theseus. Theseus? Scamander. They're sitting next to each other. And then, yeah.
Oh, that's his older brother.
Yeah, and then it's, Ezra Miller.
So.
As, I don't know. I don't know these two characters. I don't know.
Yeah.
So real quick.
To be fair, I'm
can,
not.
Can we just, can we just dunk on a movie real quick?
Oh, please do. Yeah, sure. Shit on it. Let's
37% is the Justice League. Rotten Tomatoes.
How is it that high?
Wait. What was Batman v Superman?
Let me take a look at Batman v Superman. Batman.
Johnny Depp
Dawn of
weird
Justice
contract.
Was. Come on. 27. Ooh, 10% higher. That's an improvement.
Yeah.
And you know what the sad part is, though? If we go look at Wonder Woman. Right? Because I'm pretty sure.
Wonder Woman is 92.
Oh, that's a setback. Dude, I did it. I read a review, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm obviously biased because I'm like, you know, I like Marvel more.
Sure.
But the review started off with Justice League Dawn of Justice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is such a fallback from Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
That there's probably no point in going forward.
Whoa.
And I was like, that's mean.
That's pretty aggressive.
But, like, I saw some stuff that they did. Like, someone had was like, here are the Amazons in Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
and then, here are the
that.
Amazons in Justice League. And it's like, you fuckers could have just used the same costumes and people.
Did it? Mm-hmm. Stupid.
No, they did use the same people. It's a lot of, like, gymnasts and athletic
right.
people.
Oh, okay.
Athletic athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They just sexed them up.
Ugh, it's bad.
Why? You did a fine damn job in Wonder Woman. How'd you shit on it? How'd you literally shit the bed?
Because two women did the badass women in Wonder Woman. And then two dude bros. Did the women in Dawn of Justice for the Amazons.
Oh, God, I hate...
Boom goes the dynamite?
Man, Boom better get a better paying job, because, I mean, thank God that he's been hired for Deadpool. God. Yeah, Goes the Dynamite would be out of a job as a Boom operator.
It was just...
Oh, boy.
Like,
good Lord.
I mean, we all knew this movie wasn't going to be spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, it's higher than I expected.
But to be real, like, you know, it's sad because Wonder Woman was such an upswing.
Oh, yeah.
That movie knocked it out of the fucking park. And honestly, they could have just had Wonder Woman carry the whole movie and it probably would have been great. But it didn't really, it just, I don't know. I'll probably get a free copy of the movie by some means eventually.
I mean, you know, most of us have ways of getting it, Shane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I still haven't seen Batman vs. Superman, but that's just because I don't want to watch it. Like,
that's fair.
And it's like the same thing with Suicide Squad. I'm just like...
Man, I saw scenes from Suicide Squad. I was like, wow, some of these scenes are pretty good. And then I was like, but How was this movie so bad?
It's bad. Like, okay, Will Smith is great in it. Margot Robbie's great in it. Jai Courtney is insane.
They have some, like, fun characters amongst the Suicide Squad. And I was like, those scenes are fun.
The actors work.
Yeah.
It's the story and the editing. That movie does not know what it wants to be. I know because I stabbed myself with it several times. I watched it at least several times.
It's one I want to... I do want to see it in its fullness, but boy, it is depressing.
Yeah. It is. It is. Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Shall we talk about one more depressing thing before we have to all sign off? Because I would like to get to this.
Oh, sure. Is it the video game thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the wonder and greatness that is EA and their abuse of fucking Battlefront 2.
Battlefront 2 controversy. EA, as we're recording this, apparently is temporarily, keyword, remove their microtransactions. And there is apparently under investigation, I think it's in Belgium, for their use for loot boxes, and is loot box gambling. To be fair, so is Overwatch. It's also in this investigation, but because EA's being so blatantly obvious pay to win, that's what people are most focusing on. I have a quote that was written. This is the thing that really gets me. This is from Kotaku. What's his name? Oscar Gabrielson from the Battlefront developer from DICE. He's the GM.
Mm-hmm.
He writes this. We hear you loud and clear, so we're turning off all in-game purchases. We will now spend more time listening and adjusting, balancing, and tuning. This means that the option to purchase crystals, which is like the in-game currency, is in the game. It's now offline, and all the progression will be earned through gameplay. The ability to purchase crystals in-game will become available at a later date, only after we've made changes to the game. We'll share more details as we're working through this. That was all from Kotaku, from where the story that I saw where it broke. So, that guy said that.
Oh.
I actually feel bad for DICE, because I think DICE could have made a really great, awesome game. It's just EA going, we need more money. You know, give us $40 extra so you guys can have, like, Luke Skywalker and Darth Maul and Darth Vader. It's the money grab, pure and simple.
It is definitely one of the most depressing things to see. But, you know, again, part of me, it was like, well, I'm not surprised that that was the method that fucking EA was going to go with, that they were going to go pay to win. But fuck, man, it is just, like, nope, this is why I kind of don't play much multiplayer anymore. You know, it's a pay-to-win microtransaction market. It's very uninteresting to me. I don't feel like I should shell out hundreds of dollars just to, you know, have a better gaming experience. I'm already fucking doing that. This is another reason for me never to pick these games up anymore.
Yeah. I mean, like, EA is definitely the most obvious one at this for pay to win.
But even with Overwatch, I just am like just disinterested in that system. Like it's also a game like currently just doesn't excite me. Honestly, it's another loot box system, but it's different and it's, you know, it's different enough. But it's just, I just don't care. I just don't care about it.
I agree with you.
I'll play single player games, with the exception of Shadow of War, because that one also has a loot box system.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to use a loot box system.
But it makes it for a better gaming experience.
Well, I mean,
no, it doesn't.
The loot box with is air really, quotes. The loot box is really just there as like incentive to level up.
But you shouldn't have more. It at all to do that. Like, yeah, you don't need it, that well, yeah, shit. that's the big but, killer but, like, for me.
To be real, player level doesn't matter. Prestiging doesn't really matter. And ultimately, too, skins don't really matter. They don't. They're pretty low gap, I mean, but like, you don't actually see your... That's the thing about skins, by the way, in that game. That makes it weird. Is you don't play it to see your skin. You play it so other people can see that you have it. Because it's not like a MOBA where you look at your character.
Right. So it is one of those things where it's like... It either shows people how much game time you've had into it, or how many loot boxes you've opened. Like, it's definitely... Like, again, that shit doesn't excite me.
Loot boxes don't excite me. If I was playing Overwatch, I don't think I would spend the money for a loot box.
Honestly?
Because I don't see a point, because it's all cosmetic. You know, and even then, if it wasn't cosmetic and it was pay to win, then it's like, well, I already spent $40 or $60. Why am I going to pay to win a match?
I've already paid to win.
So, like,
yeah, and
it falls to me now to complete the second part of that.
I've only bought loot boxes for Overwatch once or twice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was like, do it like a $5 thing. Sure. Just because I was like, you want to what? I see one really cool skin. I'll try my luck. So it is like gambling, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, too, is it's like, at this point, like, I got, like, even if I don't get skins, I'll probably get coins, so at least I could purchase it later.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But, like, even as for loot boxes, like, I play the game mostly not, like, I was never like, oh, I want to level up to get the loot box or whatever. That's really stupid. Yeah. I don't, like, I know there are people who are like that. I just like playing the game because, well, you know, cool. But then you get a loot box, and loot boxes are great, except for when you're playing in a group. Because then every three games, two people are like, hey, we got pause, queue, loot box.
Yeah.
like
you can't open it after the
you're oh, done man, people with don't want
to. Oh, no, people want to. At the same time, though, sometimes after a really good game, you getting a loot box is great because you're like, oh, this is a reward, right? Yeah. And then sometimes after losing a really terrible game, you're like, not getting one's like, well, shit. Honestly, though, they're whatever. They're not.
They're not. And for Shadow War, I mean, like, I don't want help to beat that game. Well, I'm not going to spend money. I want to know their numbers. Like, who the fuck bought a loot box in Shadow of War so they can beat the game faster?
Well, all that stuff carries over to the multiplayer stuff. And the multiplayer. And I use the word multiplayer with, like.
What multiplayer?
Oh, the fact that you invade other people's keeps and stuff.
In Shadow of War?
Yeah.
I don't know how
to it's more like an online feature, I guess. Like, it's... Yeah, you attack other players' keeps and stuff.
Oh, wait, is that an opt-in, or is it there?
I think it's... It just exists there.
So it's like a Dark Souls feature?
Yeah, that's what I was
asking. This fucker. Ruin his life.
Well, except for you're basically fighting those players... troops, because the game is all about controlling hordes of orcs and stuff. So that's kind of where, like, oh, you've depending on how much time you've either spent or how much you've invested into it, the amount of epic leaders that you have guarding your base. So that kind of lends itself to that shit.
I see.
Yeah, which I'm not, like, a fan of.
No, I'm not a fan of that either. In Shadow War, online multiplayer was reasonably minimal, allowing you to summon your friends' enemies to you in an attempt to avenge your fallen comrades in vendetta missions. These missions have been revamped in Shadow War, so you instead bring orcs... So you, instead of bringing the orcs to you, the game transports your version of Talion to your allies' version of Mordor to contend with their nemesis in the nemesis system.
Yeah.
You only get one chance to kill your new foe, but if you succeed, you and your friend will both receive rewards as reported. But you're a gamer. This is on PC Games News. Shadow of War's other online game mode is Social Conquest, which is a new addition to the series. Yep. The game will allow you to use your orc army to capture and then maintain online fortresses for other players to attempt to capture using their own armies.
Yep, the
there'll
shit.
Be three, yeah, there'll be three capture points in each fortress, which you'll need to control in order to bring the fortress commander, slay him, and you'll receive rewards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am not doing that.
Yeah, like it's like okay. You've created this mode where it's worth kind of investing into it, into those loot boxes.
Not playing Shadow of War or Bioshock, or if I've ever played, got the chance to play Horizon Zero Dawn or Last of Us. I'm not playing that shit for multiplayer.
Well, thank God Horizon doesn't have anything like that at all.
Right. But, like, I mean, I know Last of Us had multiplayer, but, like, I'm not playing that shit for multiplayer. I want to play Shadow of War. I don't want to play it for the multiplayer. I want to play it because I really like Shadow of War.
What if that
Shadow of Mordor?
Well, Nick, that's unfortunately what we refer to as endgame content. That's what social conquest is. Endgame content or longevity of a game. Like it's really just.
Give me DLC. I like what Wolfenstein 2 did. They have 4 or 5 DLC packs coming that are all story based.
Sure.
You know? There's no multiplayer in that motherfucker.
But I mean,
it's just a bunch of more stories. And that's what I want with Shadow of War. Give me more stories.
I mean, that's the big thing is like when companies just strictly stick to a single player mentality. Like that's. I mean, Horizons. Since I'm playing that right now, Horizons DLC, Frozen Wilds. That area is not small. It's small by comparison to the rest of the world that you're a part of, but it is a very large, very very different terrain. It has multiple elevation heights, so you're constantly feeling like you're traversing a very mountainous area. Its palette is mostly snow, but there are a few areas where you come across like sulfur springs, so you get some bright yellows and blues there, which I appreciate in going into the old world things. So again, companies that have kind of focused away from multiplayer in favor for a better first player experience is great. Stuff like this just kind of, it was like, great, social conquest is how you basically add longevity to this game. Okay, I get it. But damn, you've also added loot boxes? Man, what a killer. What a fucking brutal mess you've created. So all those excess units I'm getting are going to be helpful.
This is news to me. The whole multiplayer Shadow of War. Like,
oh yeah,
I have not seen a single thing until we're talking about this.
Oh man,
about this.
I've watched some gameplay. It's insane. Like they're level 1,000fights that you do. Like I've seen like you know gameplay of that. It's like, oh man, you have your horde that you're bringing in, and you think you have like 4 or 5 orc commanders with you, and you're going up against a fortress that has, you know, one main dude and like I think maybe like 5 or 6 captains or lieutenants or such, and you have to like go through them and capture points. Like, it is, watching that gameplay experience, it's cool, but to know that, like, oh man, there's potentially a fair number of people that use the loot boxes to basically help them fortify these positions, it's kind of a kick in the balls. It's kind of like, well,
yeah.
Fuck? Lame.
I'm not going to play that part. Because the thing is, like, everything I've seen in Shadow of War when it came out was all about the story and progressing in that and all that
right,
shit.
That portion's cool.
I didn't see a damn thing about anything with multiplayer. I heard the loot box stuff, but the way that Monolith was talking about that was like it was going to help you beat the game faster, which is like, I don't want to. You know, let me beat it in my place. I don't need a fucking handhold.
But now that you know this exists, the loot system, loot boxes kind of play into that now. Oh boy. Yep. It's.
And I don't care enough.
It's one of those, like, I've watched. Between watching the, you know, let's plays of it, where I'm like, okay, that's cool, to watching people play through the social conquest, I'm like, well, that looks fun, but that's like, noting that there is kind of this. I mean, you don't need to do it. You don't need to use the you don't need to buy the loot crates, but just kind of knowing that that exists kind of sucks. Kind of cheapens the experience. So it doesn't make me want to pick up the game that like any more than I already did. Like I wasn't rushing out there to go buy it. But yeah, definitely I'm not like, oh yeah, gotta buy it now knowing that there's loot crates and it will help me play this excess concourse thingy. Yeah. Oh man.
If anything, loot crates deter people, in my opinion. They deter me.
Yeah, and I think that deters picking up a game as well. So,
I still want Shadow of War, but, like, again, I'm not gonna shell out money for fucking loot crates to play a multiplayer I didn't know existed and don't think it should exist.
Well, it does. Welcome to the future of gaming.
Maybe. I think this is a bubble. With everything that's happened with EA, the reason why we're talking about this in the first place, it's a bubble waiting to pop. Everyone complained about Season Pass, so a lot of games came out that we're not doing a Season Pass, we promise.
Yeah.
But now they're shelling this shit out with loot boxes, so...
Gotta make money off
there's
of this.
There's gonna be some other point of contention, but if people keep still yelling about this shit... Because it's just unfair. I paid $60. Why do I have to shell out more money to unlock more content? It's bullshit.
It is.
But whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully some reform happens with this, with the shit, with loot crates.
Yeah.
Hopefully this sparks a having to reevaluate it, within the industry. Because it does need to be adjusted, because this is this type of pay to win mentality to basically milk your consumer for all it's worth is kind of making companies look shitty.
It looks shitty, but it's also the fact that like games should be costing way more than they are being sold for, and games cost a ton of money to make. They're actually losing money when they ship it out.
Maybe it's time to increase the cost of games as much as that thought sucks.
Well, it's just the fact that all games cost the same universal. You know, like all the console games, like, okay, every console game from PS2 from PS4 to Xbox, and I think even the Switch, all are $60. $50 or $60.
Handheld is the one place where it changes.
Yeah, and indie as well, but it's like, because of that, and like, okay, $60 for a digital game. I don't get that. And so they need to figure out, like, structure of, like, you know, what games should cost what and how and all that shit. And there also just needs to be better planning with games and how they go into projects, because I know it kills developers. Like, if you're a developer, you're not in great company, because you either get yelled at your publisher or you get yelled at your fans for what your publisher did.
Yep.
Which is what's happening with DICE and EA.
It's shitty for DICE.
Yeah, I don't think we're approaching a crash like we were in the 80s. I think we're approaching just kind of a oversaturation with things, and something needs to mellow it all out.
There needs to be reform for this loot crate system.
It needs to be
seriously reevaluated and fixed.
There needs to be reform throughout.
Yeah.
I mean, from designing the game, making it, to getting it out, and how a studio can stay afloat. Because it's bullshit. And I want to know what Disney thinks of all this controversy. With EA and their product. Because, you know, Disney owns it, and they hand the license over to EA to make games, and... They've only made two, and both had controversies.
When I'm sure when Disney feels it's necessary, you pull the plug on that and you take it away from them.
Oh yeah, for sure. At the same time, it's like, okay, I thought today, I'm like, huh, why doesn't Disney make their own developer thing? Why don't they make their own video game developer? And then this phrasing popped in my head. Disney first-person shooter. That's why they don't do it.
Yeah, it's not really within their wheelhouse, so to speak.
No, it is and it isn't. Yeah,
it's Disney's known for animation and their theme parks, also owning every company under the sun.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just animation. Yeah. It's not just animation. There's a ton of shit that they own.
Right, right. That's what I was saying. But when you think back, Disney is known for their movies, companies that they own, and their theme parks. Those are kind of the big three that I think of when I think Disney. Yeah. So I think yes, they could buy up a game studio. You wonder how much Disney will have a hand in it though. So it may just come down to their publisher, much like kind of the bigger publishers that already exist.
Yeah,
I don't think their eyes are set on the game industry. They're fine with doling out their material to companies, but I don't think there's a reason for them to really look into getting into that market as a publisher. At least not yet.
Not yet. I mean, I don't think they'll completely stay out of it. It'll just be time.
It probably is not going to be for a long while right now. Probably not until they make up the money back from both their Marvel buy and their Lucas buy.
Yeah.
So what maybe after that point when they've made back all the profit they spent, their eyes may be cast upon the game industry. But who knows with that one, realistically.
It is already on in the game industry. It's just whether they want to dip their full weight into it.
Right. I think right now it's a definite no. I think in the future it's a possibility.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's a definite possibility. It's not if, it's when. Yeah, so. I guess we should end there.
Yep.
On that weird note. We may or may not have an episode next week because it's Thanksgiving, so we'll let y'all know.
Right.
Alright. Thank you for listening. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe on iTunes. If you're on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. If you're on Facebook, give us a share, please. And if you're on our website, please definitely comment.
Yes.
We see you guys getting traffic there. We know you're listening.
Yep.
Yeah. And thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. Alright. And we are out. And if you don't hear from us again, y'all have a good turkey day.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Take it easy. Peace.